There's only profit under the sun. Okay? So he's giving you this understanding that anything you do is only going to profit you if you're still alive. And anything you do, you need to make sure you do it now. You need to do it today. You need to do it in your lifetime while you still exist under the sun. Okay? You know, he's referring to your lifespan when he says under the sun, here on God's green earth. And what he's saying is this, is that, you know, once you're dead, there's no more profiting from your labor. Today you can work overtime. Today you can work hours and make money and succeed and exercise these principles and be diligent and labor. But you got to understand that you can only do it while you're under the sun, while you are alive. And so he's not saying like, hey, don't labor, because that would obviously contradict what he's teaching in the book of Proverbs. In fact, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, he says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. So he's like, hey, I'm not saying don't labor. I'm just saying as you're laboring, since you have this time to labor under the sun, you need to do it with all your might, because you're not going to be able to labor in the grave, which is exactly where you're going. We're all going to the grave one day. We're all going to die, okay? Our bodies will be buried in the grave. And so when he says under the sun, he's referring to our lifespan. And this is why we got to, you know, it's good to think upon death. It's good to think upon the fact that we are still under the sun, because one day, especially us that are saved, we're going to be above the sun, right? We're going to be in heaven with the Lord. But at that point, there's no more laboring. You know, you can't labor anymore. You can't profit from your labor anymore.